Now the holidays are upon us. That means you'll likely be purchasing presents for your friends and family, maybe even yourself. And gift cards are really popular this time of year because of their convenience for the buyer and flexibility for the recipient. But gift cards can come with some risks. Our next guest tells us how to protect your gift card purchase and avoid scams and schemes this holiday season. Tiffany Bernhardt-Schultz is the Southwest Wisconsin Regional Director for the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau. Tiffany, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Well, how pervasive are various kinds of gift card scams?
Well, you really want to be careful when you're out there purchasing a gift card because scammers are using gift cards as a form of payment because they're untraceable. So there's a scam that's going on right now where scammers are going to gift card walls such as Walmart, Walgreens, Target, wherever you can buy a gift card, and they're scratching off the back of those gift card numbers and the PIN number, and they're just waiting for that gift card to be purchased. So as soon as it's purchased, that the funds are gone on it. So when you purchase a gift card, you really want to be careful looking at the packaging and making sure that it's not tampered with.
So we want to see something that looks like it's sealed up and maybe look at the back of the gift card even after we open it up and make sure it hasn't been altered in any way?
Right, absolutely. Look at that packaging for any tears, wrinkles, or any other indications of tampering, and see if that PIN number is exposed too. If there is anything suspicious with the gift card, it's best to take a different card and give that card to the store's customer service desk, the one that's tampered with.
And are stores trying to get a handle on this? Obviously, people are walking in, altering products on their shelves in front of their eyes, more or less.
Well, it is something that, you know, everybody needs to be aware of, especially during this time of year where people are purchasing gift cards for the holiday season and the number of gift cards that are being sold at retailers. So, yes, the retailers, you know, do need to get behind this and educate themselves on what's happening in their stores.
If I give or receive a card that turns out to have been, in effect, pre-drained by scammers, is there anything I could do about it?
Well, you should go back to the issuer on that card, take it back. Some retailers will go ahead and, you know, possibly reimburse funds. Some may not. Sometimes there may be a fee to do that. So it basically falls down into, you know, the card issuer and how they're going to handle that.
Now, even when a card is legitimate and hasn't been tampered with, in a press release you say, be careful, check out the rules and restrictions on how you can use that card. What should we watch for?
Well, sometimes those cards will start to deduct funds on them, so you want to make sure that you use that gift card right away. Sometimes you can only use it at certain locations. For example, if you do receive an American Express gift card, not all retailers accept American Express, so that's something to watch out for as well. If the retailer is close to bankruptcy or filing bankruptcy, that gift card may be worth less than anticipated or nothing at all. So you really want to spend those gift cards right away and be wary that you have them. You want to treat them like cash, be protective of them, and you don't want to just, you know, lay something, you know, put something that has a value on it where anybody can take it.
I understand that some gift cards can be registered. I don't think I've ever done that myself. I don't know how to do it or what it means. What is gift card registration?
Sometimes a retailer allows a consumer to register their gift card, so we do encourage consumers to take full advantage of that. It makes it easier to protect the balance, and you can report it sooner and potentially end up saving money that is stored on the card if you registered a gift card. And you would be able to find that information on the terms and conditions if that was an option to do.
And Tiffany, it seems like more and more each year gift cards are the gift of choice. Is that still true in 2019, or are we starting to see that change?
We're starting to see that change. Gift cards are no longer the number one gift to give. Although they're still popular, it's dropped down from that number one gift. And the reason being is because consumers no longer wish to receive gift cards that are due to the increasing amount of fraud that are out there. So they're being careful on the gifts that they're asking for, and that gift card is not taking the number one spot anymore.
on the note of gift cards, not necessarily ones we buy as gifts, there are scams out there where people claim to be often the Social Security agency or other federal agencies. They try to scam people out of money saying their account is frozen. And the end game is they ask you to buy gift cards and then give them the numbers. That's something that's never going to be legit if somebody claiming to be a government employee asks you to pay in gift cards, right?
That's correct. That's an increasing tactic that fraudsters are using to get payment. Gift cards are untraceable, so they're the preferred form of payment. But if you think about it, the IRS, the FBI, the police department, any type of hospital or government agency doesn't accept gift cards as payment. And if you're asked to scratch off the numbers on the back of a card and send them by text message, email, phone, you can pretty much guarantee that that is a scam, and you should just hang up on that scam.
And Tiffany, before I let you go, any other thoughts on safe shopping in the holiday season?
Just be very careful. Do your research when you're out there. The average consumer is expected to spend $1,048 this year on holiday shopping. So do your research and know and understand what you're buying before you give it as a gift. We all like to give, but we need to give with our head and not with our heart.
Tiffany, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Tiffany Bernhard-Schultz is the Southwest Wisconsin Regional Director for the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau. She joined us today to talk about how to avoid scams, especially with gift cards, this holiday season. Coming up after the news, the number of immigrant farm workers in the state has grown over the years. Now they're essential to the dairy business. We'll look at what life is like for people who left their homes for work in Wisconsin.